Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. I hope you guys are doing well on this Wednesday. I am doing very good, thank you. So I'm excited for today's show. I have Lauren Fonville on, and she's an integrative energy practitioner, and she's going to join me in just a couple minutes. You know, I love talking about this kind of stuff, so I'm always excited to talk to my guests each week. For those who listen to me on a regular basis, thank you guys so much for joining me each week. It means so much to me. And for those of you who are new tuning into my show, well, welcome. I'm excited to have you today. It's an honor to share this time with you. A little about me, I'm an author and I am also a photographer, and I have a book, and my book is titled Postcards to the Universe: Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And in my book, I share 30 manifesting stories along with the photographs that I took of the contributors' manifesting postcards. And in it, I include a bunch of writing exercises. And that just helps us get clear on what we want to manifest, because sometimes we think we know, but we don't really know. We just say, I want to be happy. And then you're like, well, what will make you happy? And you have no idea. So this just helps us like narrow down and get real clear about what it is we want to manifest. And there's also so many fun exercises on how to bring in money, health, love, career, and just so much more. So if you're interested in doing those inner work exercises and reading people's incredible journeys of transformation, inspiration, and manifesting, please go to your favorite bookstore and purchase a copy. Now, the exercises are fun. It's not like homework. It's not like school. You know, I didn't write it like that. I wanted it to be fun. And, you know, you get excited when you manifest these things that you want. I also create each week that I share on Mondays a magical message, and it's an image of a manifesting postcard that I photograph with an affirmation that I like to focus on for the week. And I believe affirmations are a powerful way for it to become a new belief in our lives when we work with affirmations. Well, this week's magical message was a little fun because it has to do with Mercury being in retrograde, and it's and I titled it Ode to Mercury in Retrograde, The Divine Cosmic Rewind. So I'm going to read a little bit about Mercury in retrograde. Another cosmic rewind, endless slow-mo days, the real world in flux, travel update, expect delays. Reflect and review, time to reevaluate. Repeat the mantra, love trumps hate. Rethink, reschedule, reconsider, reconstruct, rebreathe Zen peace before blood veins rupture. Rework the meaning, recheck the context, reallocate resources, reprioritize tasks to be done next, relive some happy memories, replay melodic Bowie tunes, review the scopes, recast the tarot, reread the runes, refrain. O Mercury, cosmic master, mistress of duality, reblurring heavenly boundaries, surreal virtual reality. Alas, the simplest messages, Shakespeare-like, so easily misconstrued. Resist sending ugh graphic lurid tweets. Reclassify as category lewd. For about 25 days, it is time, come hither to reconsider, to revisit the cosmic, magical planetary planner, because something above, so below, has dealt our communications a curved ball spanner. Stuck in lather, rinse, repeat mode, then pause for the cause to reflect and rethink, revamp the resume for more rewarding paydays, reduce, reuse, and recycle, recompense Mother Earth for our unsustainable ways. Refurbish the furniture store. Reopen with a grand gala, maybe more. remove the garbage, upcycle, or reupholster, rehang the pop art wall with Andy Warhol's poster, recalibrate the green juice concentrate from remnants of the distillate, regroup the band that disbanded the groupies. Won't you play it again, Sam, like in Casablanca the movie? Reconvene the committee, educating Rembrandt's retrospective, redefine entrenched points of view, the jaded perspective. Review the blogs and online verses, rejig and rejuggle, refresh and renew, reiterate, rejuvenate, reignite your flame to hunt for new aha game. Reprieve the negative relatives, but accentuate the positives. Retrieve the manuscript once lost and now found, reimagine it into something more profound. Relent and repent, recast a wider net, rebrand, reposition, reformulate the composition. Rebudget for the overdue freelance commission. Rewrite the trilogy script for the books as yet written. Reevaluate the taboo and taste the apple once forbidden. Revel with a rebel yell for your big reveal, ta-da. Relinquish the masquerade, reinvent yourself as woman or man of steel. Rejoice when Mercury retrograde is finally done. Release and relax, rest and recover. So that was written by performance poet Mike Coffey. And Mike is an emerging poet, yoga, and karaoke enthusiast based in the heart of England. And he is fascinated by the signs and symbolism, recurrent themes, and motifs offered to us by the astrological realms. And let me tell you, that was really hard to say with all the re's over and over, but I thought it was so perfect. So if you want to see the messages that I post each week, you can find them across any of my social media platforms, Postcards to the Universe. And if you're on Facebook and you want to join a really cool public Facebook group, go to Postcards of Love and join us. Next week, I have as my guest, Cal Melquez. He is a spiritual life coach and Reiki master who teaches astral projection and magic. And with his background in psychology, he has a unique perspective on the mind and has dedicated himself to understanding the human consciousness. So we're really going to focus on astral projection next week. But to get to my guest today, I'm really excited. Lauren Fonville is an integrative energy practitioner specializing in helping her clients release stress, anxiety, and trauma from their bodies. She guides her clients on a journey of self-healing to break through obstacles, physical, mental, or emotional, that are keeping them stuck and holding them back in life or business. She believes we all have the answers within, and sometimes we need a little help assessing them. She says, quote, "I am here to help you connect with your authentic self, identify what's keeping you stuck, and guide you through the process of releasing the thoughts that aren't serving you." I love that. And you can learn more about her on her website. It is www.mindshiftwithlauren.com. That's mindshiftwithlauren, LAUREN.com. Welcome, Lauren. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited to talk to you about this. So I was reading, you know, I've been through your website, obviously, and I was reading a little bit about your background. But why don't you share with those listening how you got into this line of work?
Yeah. So my story really begins with my own journey with anxiety and stress and overwhelm. And it was a time in my life where I was under an extreme amount of stress, and I knew that I needed to do something to take care of myself so that I could show up for my kids. My husband is in the military, and we had found out he was going to have to deploy, and it came suddenly, and it was a bit of a surprise, even though he had been deployed before. So I found myself in a yoga class, and I saw a poster for yoga teacher training. And that's really where my journey began. I went through yoga teacher training and was exposed to a lot of people that were interested in energy work, and went on to study Reiki and meditation and sound healing, and was introduced to the emotional freedom technique. And really utilizing all of these tools was what helped me through a very difficult time. And then I naturally started sharing them with friends and family, and then created a business and started sharing them with more people.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, usually that's what happens, right? We're kind of like something is happening in our life and we're looking for, you know, some way to ground us or help us with something, a challenge, and we kind of stumble into something that like will start to resonate. So for those who don't have any idea when we're talking about energy work, now emotional freedom technique is EFT, and I did a show on EFT not too long ago. So for those people who listen all the time, know what that is, the tapping and stuff. But what is energy work and what are the different types of energy work?
Yeah, so the definition of emotion is energy in motion. So I think of it as, you know, our emotions need to move and they're designed to move. And a lot of the time in life, you know, we have all these different experiences, and with those experiences come different emotions. And when there are emotions that are challenging or, you know, you don't enjoy feeling, a lot of the time we will stuff them down and try to avoid feeling them so that, you know, we'll distract ourselves, right? And it's really important to allow ourselves to feel them so that we can move through them. And energy work helps with that. So if you're someone who's struggling with that and, you know, in that place of feeling stuck, energy work is a different way of approaching it. You know, I consider, yoga, meditation, EFT, I consider all of those things different modalities in energy work, which is really all designed to help you tune into yourself and what you really need in order to feel better, because we all deserve to feel good.
Yeah, I agree with you. We all deserve to feel good. And a lot of us don't realize that, unfortunately.
Right, exactly.
We do so much self-punishing. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's just incredible, you know, how much we really punish ourselves. So why do you think energy work is so important, right? Like we know, you know, you go to the doctor for your yearly checkup, right? And they listen to your heart and they look in your eyes, down your throat, in your ears, and they physically touch you. But people don't realize the importance of energy work and energy healing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let you share with us, the audience and the audience, why it's so important.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes down to it, all of us are energy. I'm energy. You're energy. At our smallest molecular level, we are, you know, these vibrating molecules, like we are energy. And so, you know, sometimes talking about energy can be challenging sometimes because it's not something that you see, right? It's something that you feel. And sometimes when I talk about it with people, right, it's this idea of if you're someone who had a really good day, right, you're vibing high, you're feeling good.
Right.
And you come home, you walk through the door, and maybe your partner is there on the couch and their back is to you and they haven't said anything, but you can just feel the energy of the room, like, oh, something's not right, right? Like there's like a heaviness in the air. And I like to describe it in that way because most people can relate to that. Like you can feel when something's off, or you can feel when somebody calls you and they haven't said anything, but something's not right, right? And so it's the same thing with our bodies. We need to acknowledge how we're feeling and our emotions are a huge part of that, to be able to move the energy. Having stagnant energy is not healthy and leads to dis-ease or disease, you know? And
right.
So when we continue to stuff our emotions, that does not serve us. And so figuring out how to move all that energy is important for our well-being.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's what does happen. Our bodies will manifest dis-ease and it will turn into a disease. And I'm not blaming anybody because nobody wants that. And we're not talking about like, oh, you know, you're focused on it and that's what happened and it's your fault. No, that's not how it works. But if you have stored negative emotions like anger, rage, or sadness, and you're not really learning how to release it, it's like, can you imagine like what happens? You know what I mean? It's your body will start start to, you know, show that, manifest it, reveal it. It's like if you sat in a tub of water, eventually your skin shrivels up, you know, because you're sitting in it, right? So if yeah, so if anger is sitting there for 20 years, what do you think's going to happen?
Right. No, that's exactly it. And, you know, I think a good example is with stress and anxiety, right? So when you pose the question to people, when you're feeling stressed, where do you feel that in your body? Most people will have an immediate response to that. They'll say, oh, I really feel it in my neck and my shoulders, or I get stomach aches, or whatever it may be, right? But the thing is that it's not just with stress and anxiety that we manifest things physically. It's with every single emotion. And I think a lot of people are unaware of that. And so creating that awareness and really tuning in to what your body is telling you is important. Like, one of my favorite things to say is that we need to listen to our body when she whispers, so that you don't need to hear her scream. And it's true. And when you can tune into your energy in that way, you know, there's a lot of innate wisdom that's there. And, it's learning how to kind of unfold that and figure out what it is that you really need.
Yeah, I like that. You want to listen to your body when it whispers before it screams.
Right?
Because that's what happens. You know, because you ignore the whisper. You're like, oh, that's nothing. And then until the scream comes, you're like, all right, I need to address this. Okay, so we're gonna pause here. Let's take our first break, and then we're gonna get into this and even deeper. So you guys stay tuned, and I will be back in just a couple minutes with Lauren.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi. I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement, where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The rainbow is God's promise of hope for you and me. And though the clouds hang heavy and the sun we cannot see, we know above the dark clouds that fill the stormy sky, hope's rainbow will come shining through when the clouds have drifted by. Teresa Caprio is the president and founder of Rainbow Guardian, Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 serving the intellectually challenged / developmentally disabled, including autism. Teresa started the foundation in 1995 so she could help make a better life for her intellectually challenged daughter. Her dream is that the Rainbow Guardian will provide the necessary tools and education to help the public understand the special needs population because it's often discarded in mainstream society. To find out more or make a donation in support, please go to www.rainbowguardian.org. Rainbow Guardian's special mission is to see these unique people live a happy, full life and have a future of liberty and equality.
Welcome back. So I have integrative energy practitioner Lauren Fonville on, and we were talking about energy work and the different kinds of energy work. And, you know, when we store certain energy in our body and how that can manifest as a dis-ease. So Lauren, what are kind of some of the things that people like come to you with? Like, well, you know, because a lot of people have no idea that that's what's going on, that they may be right. holding on to resentment from like 30 years ago, you know, like they have no clue. Mm-hmm. So people come to you and they'll say like what, like they're having an issue and you guys do some deep work. How does it work?
Yeah, it depends. You know, sometimes I'll have people come to me that are experiencing some pretty bad anxiety that's affecting their day-to-day life, and they want to figure out why, right? So that could be some mm-hmm. that's some examples. Other people have come to me with dealing with chronic pain, and they've tried all sorts of other things and it hasn't mm-hmm. worked, and for one reason or another they find me and they want to try one of these modalities or multiple modalities. And that's what we do. But I mean, a lot of the time it's people that have tried other things, nothing has really worked, and they're ready to give this energy work thing a go.
Yeah. And can you help people find their emotional blocks? Because sometimes, you know, we'll have a block, you know, where mm-hmm. it's like stuck, and you help them like find where that is and offer different ways to release it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, a lot of my sessions do involve EFT tapping, but then there, mm-hmm. you know, I also will incorporate in Reiki and sound healing and meditation as additional tools. But mm-hmm. yeah. And if somebody is dealing with, well, whether they're dealing with anxiety or if they're coming to me with a chronic pain, physical issue, a lot mm-hmm. of the time, you know, we'll start with the physical. So like, if you're having this anxiety, are you able to feel it somewhere in your body, or where are you having this pain? What does that, you know, what does that feel like to you? What is it? You know, it's a lot of questions of back and forth. It's a very collaborative process of, you know, how does it make you feel that you've been dealing with this issue for as long as you have, and then utilizing the answers to those questions to, you know, then dive deeper and use these tools to help peel back the layers to really try to get to the root of what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I really think that there's so much hidden underneath that is running the show in our lives, and people just don't really realize it, you know? And I and I think we're just tapping into it now, and people like who do the kind of work that you do, you know, you facilitate healing, are getting more and more, like people are feeling more and more comfortable, like sharing mm-hmm. with their friends, like, you know, like I can't imagine 20 years ago, somebody telling me, oh, I went to, you know, I'm going to an energy healer. Like I've had this chronic back issue, you know, like, right?
Well, you know, I think a lot of that is because of documentaries like Heal mm-hmm. or Tapping Solutions. Like there are so many documentaries that are really introducing this to people and making it a little bit more mainstream that, mm-hmm. you know, if you're open to it, it's like, well, why not? Right. Like if I've tried these other things and it hasn't worked. I mean, I think that's it. Like if you get to a point where you've tried all these other things, nothing's really working, you're so frustrated, at that point you're willing to do anything to see if it's going to help you, right? And that's a lot of the time like when people are coming to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people are like at their like, yeah, they're at the end of their rope and right. so much pain or discomfort. And that's what you said. It's like, that's when your body is screaming, right? You know, mm-hmm. when you want to listen to it, when it's whispering. So can you share with us, you know, obviously without really revealing any personal information, yeah. what some of your clients like come to you with, you know, where, how it's manifested and how you really help them release it and shift yeah. that. Yeah,
love to hear sure. It. I had a client come to me that was experiencing some pretty sharp shoulder pain, and she'd been dealing with that for quite a while, and it was one of those things that, you know, it was affecting her day-to-day life, the way that she was able to move her arm, the way that she, the activities that she was able to participate in, and it was extremely frustrating for her. And through our work together, you know, and in describing, one of the first things was like asking her to describe what the pain was like as we were, you know, going through the session. And, she described it as if someone was choking her. And that really gave her pause. And, she said, I've never said that before. I've never said that out loud before. And sometimes, you know, especially when we're talking about emotions, right? Like when there's something that we're thinking about over and over and over, you know, how so many of our thoughts are the same from day to day. Mm-hmm. Right. But then we take the time to really describe it, say it out loud, sit with it, allow ourselves to feel it. So that was one of those moments for her where she was like, whoa, like I've never really said that before. And then, you know, kind of asking additional questions like, well, how long have you been dealing with this for? What was going on in your life when this first started? And then she had this aha moment of realizing that it was at the time when she was leaving her husband and there was some abuse going on there. And that was, again, like gave her pause, like, whoa, maybe this is related to all of the fear and the anxiety and the overwhelm of dealing with the divorce and everything that was going on with that, you know, and she was dealing with other things continuously from that point. And so in recognizing that and creating that awareness, she was able to release a significant amount of pain. And that was really powerful, you know, for me to witness and for her to experience and, you know, impacting her day-to-day life.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, that must have been. Do you think that, okay, so I have two questions. So let me see which one I want to go first. Okay, so do you think that every time we have pain or an illness or some kind of discomfort in our bodies, that it's it is an emotion is attached to it and it has presented itself up for us to do some healing? Do you believe there's always a connection?
I believe, you know, the pain is real. I want to be clear that the pain is real. Right. It's not like people are making it up in their head, right?
No. Right. Yeah.
But
people who are in pain will tell you it is absolutely real, right? You're not imagining it. Yeah.
Exactly. But I do believe that there are a lot of emotional components to pain, right? So let's say, for example, like we're talking about like a car accident, right? And maybe somebody has back pain and that, you know, they have tied that to the car accident that they were in, right? But then maybe because they're in this pain on a regular basis and because it's limiting to them, that's going to cause anxiety, right? And that's going to cause more stress. And so I do think that it can be, you know, compound like that. And then those emotions are going to then feed into that pain and you can get caught in a cycle for sure. And I think, you know, even just allowing yourself to acknowledge like how maybe you're sad that this happened to you or that you're angry that it happened to you or whatever it is. Like, I think that it's really important to hold space for those feelings because they can contribute to the pain and we might not be cognitively aware of that for sure.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of the times we're not cognitively aware of what's going on. And that's right. Part of the mystery, you know, as we're becoming, like, as you said earlier in the show, we're all energy, right? Everything is energy. We're made up of it. So, so it's really fascinating the, you know, where this can go, you know, how deep can our energy work really go as more of us accept this as a healing modality, you know, as like a whole, you know, like how, who knows what could open up to us, right? Who knows what things can be discovered? It's amazing.
And no, it's true. And so many of these experiences that we've had in childhood, which, you know, again, we might not be cognitively aware of, begin to surface when doing this work. And you'll have what I refer to as, you know, people may say that it's like an unrelated thought, right? Like we're talking about one thing and then you think of this, this memory comes up from your childhood and it's like, well, that's not related to why I'm feeling this way today. And it's like, well, okay, you can think that right now, but let's explore that a little bit more because that's coming up for a reason. And the reason isn't for you to ignore it. The reason is for you to explore it. And so, that's a lot of what this is just, you know, what's really important with this work is really being open to the thoughts that arise while we're working together. And then also really tuning in to the physical sensations that you're experiencing and being aware of those two things. And that can create some real awareness and then change in your life.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely can see that. Are you a proponent of somebody who believes that you can bring in some things into this life from a past life? I mean, I don't know if you even believe in past lives.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I do believe in past lives. And I, I mean, for me, I have this really big fear of bees. And my cousin and I always joke because she has a really big fear of bees, too. And we always say that we were together in a past life and we must have been like stung a bunch or something.
okay. Right.
But, you know, I have been able to do, you know, I went for sessions for hypnotists. With a hypnotist and in addition to tapping and stuff. And I do feel that like some of that was, I carried in from a past life. So I do think that's possible for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. So I was just curious with your experience, if you've ever had a client come to you and it was discovered that something that is a pain in their body has been something that they carried over from a past life. So I was just curious about that.
Yeah, I have not seen that firsthand myself. I do have like fellow practitioner friends who have seen that. And I think it's absolutely possible. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I do too. I was curious on that. Yeah. I don't know. Are you familiar with Louise Hay and her work?
Yes.
You Can Heal Your Life. Okay. So, you know how Louise healed, you know, along with, you know, all these modalities that she did. She had, I think it was cervical cancer or ovarian cancer. I don't know, one of the cancers in the female anatomy. And she had a big tumor and she cured it doing energy work. And she talks about, you know, especially with cancer, you know, how wherever cancer manifests in your body, there's an emotional component to it. Now, do you find that too in your work when somebody's coming to you who's dealing with cancer?
Yeah, and I think I really appreciate Anita Morjani's work and what she, I don't know if you're familiar with her, but
I'm very familiar with her. Okay. Yeah, I follow her. Yeah.
Okay. And I love what she says about, you know, we don't want to be fighting cancer. We don't want to be fighting a war on drugs. We want to be like embodying wellness. We want to be embodying health. And I think having that mindset is really important too. I do think that there are emotions that are attached with illness like that. And you know, I'm currently working with a client that has breast cancer, and you know, there are so many emotions from her past that have come up, and in sure. being able to, you know, acknowledge that and hold space for that, I think she has found some real peace in that process. You know, I think it's important mm-hmm. to us. We can't just like shove stuff down and expect it to never come back up again. And then as far as Louise Hay's work, you know, I'm fascinated by that as well. And my mom has Parkinson's. She's been diagnosed well over 20 years ago. And I remember when I first looked that up and what, you know, what she said the emotions were that were attached with that. And it was fear. And that just like hit head on for me. And you know, knowing my mom's story and everything that she went through in her life, you know, and the fear yeah. that she carries even to this day. And I was like, wow, you know, like, it was just so that was just so accurate. And so it's hard to deny it, really.
Yeah. do you work on your mom? I'm just curious. Do you do energy work on your mom?
Yeah.
Or is it too hard? Because you guys are sometimes when you're related, it makes it more difficult because, you know, there's a lot of who, you know, family dynamics that go into that. So I didn't know if you worked with her.
I have done work on her in the past. I will say there is sometimes some resistance there.
Of course.
It, you know, which does make it a little more challenging. But I have done some work on her, and it's you know, it's just interesting to see it from that perspective too, and it makes me it makes me feel really grateful for my health and knowing how important this work is to you know, take care of yourself, mind, body, and soul, really.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to do our second break here. That's a perfect place to wrap it up. And we'll be back, guys, in just 2 minutes. Stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some,
that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. So, Lauren, I was thinking during the break, I want to talk about the energy that we take on from others. You know, not even just emotional vampires, because we all know what an emotional vampire is, but just in our daily life, you know, the energy you go out, you go to the grocery store, you run your errands, you're coming across all these other energies. I had heard that there is a biofield around us, a large field of energy that extends out from the body, and they say they believe approximately 8 feet, right? So we're always coming in contact with other people's energy, strangers, and then, of course, you know, our friends and family. So how much of that are we taking on? Are we taking on other people's stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I think I think it depends on the person, you know. That I definitely have clients that are empaths with that really that really struggle with that and really need to be very mindful about setting boundaries and maybe even doing little rituals like some of these are what Gabby Bernstein will share of, you know, pretending that you're putting a cloak on and tying it up and knowing that, you know, other people's energy can't get in, or wearing jewelry with mirrors on it so that their energy bounces off of you, you know. And I do think that it's something that people, if you are someone who is sensitive, it is something to be aware of, because it can be draining. I mean, if you're someone who is sensitive and you're going, I don't know, maybe to a concert and you're in a space where there's a lot of people and it can be very, you know, intense and overwhelming for your for your energy. You know, it's definitely something to be thinking about. And I would definitely suggest, you know, having some sort of ritual like that. Or then when you leave that area, to then have a ritual of, you know, maybe like wiping off your arms and, you know, shaking it off a little bit and just thinking about it. Because I do think when we're mindful about things like that, it can really help.
So do you think that we can actually take on other people's stuff in the sense that if somebody is around us, you know, especially somebody you're in close contact with a lot who's always angry, let's just use anger, and you're around their company a lot, do you think that we can absorb their anger and actually feel it in our own bodies?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that. I mean, I mean, if you think about, you know, your loved ones that you live with, right? When they're when they're hurting, a lot of the time you're feeling. I mean, I think especially as a mom, right? Like if my child is, you know, upset about something or in pain, it's like, I definitely take some of that on. I need to be, you know, mindful of that. Or even like with my parents, you know. And sometimes it's if somebody is making a decision that you don't agree with, right? And and then taking that energy on. And my aunt had said something to me once that really stuck with me. It was like, you know, that's their journey and this is your journey, right? And so it's that reminding yourself of that and how, you know, it's not your job to feel everything, right?
Like,
you can't solve it all by feeling it all. And I do think we can take stuff on.
You know, that just made me think of something. So let's say that you are in a situation that you're living with a family, or you're around family or a friend or whatever, it doesn't have to be family, that has a, you know, you can't not be in their presence, but they have very toxic energy and it's directed at you. Like, what can you do to protect yourself?
I think the first thing I would say is to envision like a bubble around you and envision, you know, your light, your aura inside of that bubble. And then just the idea of anybody else's energy is just going to bounce off of that. Like almost like a protective shield. around you. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a challenge. It's definitely very challenging to not be affected when you're exposed to someone on a regular basis who is, you know, not in a good mood or going through something.
And so I think
self-care is really important during those times. And sometimes it is like removing yourself from the room. Right. Like going, even if it's like going for a walk around the block and taking some deep breaths, but shifting the energy in that way by moving your body.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. So do you work with clients, one-on-one? You work with clients one-on-one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yes. Yep. And with the whole pandemic and everything that's going on with COVID, how are you seeing clients on Zoom? Can you do energy work through, you know, computer or the phone or whatever?
So I do see
my
clients. I know, it is really cool. I do see the majority of my clients are virtual. And sometimes people are like, well, how does that work? Like, but the thing is that, again, energy doesn't know time or space. You know, the energy knows no time or space. And so in the same way that you tap into somebody's energy when you're in the room with them, you can do the same thing when you're over the computer. You know, and sometimes people are skeptical of that, but I would just say be open to it and give it a try if it's something that you're curious about.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's really cool. So yeah, because I've done sessions with other, you know, I've had a Reiki session with a Reiki master over the, you know, over video. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, I did a past life regression with somebody over video. You know, this is a new technology. So it's cool. You know, we're, and I agree, like energy doesn't mean anything, you know, if you're on the other side of the world or not. If you're connected, your energy is becoming connected. What other things do you do with clients? Do you have, I know you do EFT tapping, right? You show us how to tap to clear some of this stuck energy, which is really, really cool. So do you have some videos that people can check out or?
Yeah, I have lots of videos on my website, mindshiftwithlauren.com. And then I have a whole YouTube channel, and all of those videos are on my website too, but the YouTube channel is just under my name, Lauren Fonville. And, I share that as well. And then I do sound healing. So I have Koshi chimes that I use and a Crystal Alchemy singing bowl that I like to incorporate into sessions, as well as creating meditations and really just helping you to sink in with your inner self, because like we said before, I mean, I truly believe that all of the answers lie within. We know what we need, and sometimes we just need a little help accessing those answers. And these are all different tools that can help you to do that.
Yeah. And what works for one might not work for somebody else. So there's like so many different modalities out there that you have to find what resonates with you. I love sound healing so much. I do. I used to, before COVID, go to a weekly sound healing meditation, and I do miss doing it as a group. You know, she does still do it online, and it's good, don't get me wrong, but I miss doing it as a group. It was really nice. Hopefully we'll get back there soon. And you also have a what is it, your 5-day mind reset journey? What is that? Share that with us.
My mindset reset. Yeah, that is a tapping experience where you're just kind of resetting your energy, acknowledging how you're feeling, holding space for those emotions, and then letting them go so that you can reset and feel good. That's what it's all about. Feeling good.
So is it 5 days in a row? Like, is it 5 weeks? Yeah. How do you have it laid out? Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's 5 days in a row. It's a free, it's a free program. And you just get an email every day for 5 days. And, included is a video that's, you know, a short video, no more than 10 minutes where we can tap together. And, hopefully you finish the 5 days feeling better than when you started.
I love that. Yeah, so you guys, you can find that on her website, mindshiftwithlauren.com. So Lauren, can you share some things, like some things that clients have like let go of and cleared up with the EFT tapping? Because I find tapping very interesting. I do it, especially when something comes up, you know, I'll go through a cycle of tapping every day, you know, to kind of deal with whatever that issue is. So share a little bit about it and how it works.
Yeah, definitely.
Like hearing about it the first time, you know, some people may be hearing about this the first time. Yeah, go ahead.
Totally. Yeah. So, you know, and just to give a little brief overview, EFT tapping is really where you're just tapping on certain points of your body while you're also saying out loud the emotions that you're feeling. So the first story that popped into my head was a client that had a fear of going to the dentist because of past trauma that she experienced as a child. And there was quite a bit of work that she needed to get done. And she knew that in order to be healthy and stay healthy, she needed to do this. And she had canceled the appointment 3 times. And then she contacted me. She's like, I cannot, you know, reschedule this again. Like,
right.
Help me.
I have to deal with this.
Right. I need to go to the dentist. So we worked together for several weeks leading up to her dentist appointment. And she, you know, she was able to go to the dentist and not have a panic attack, which had not happened in a really, really long time. And then she was able to, you know, get through the appointment. It was a long appointment. It was a 3-hour appointment. She was able to get through the appointment fine and had a really good experience, you know. And I think, you know, part of that was also really listening to her gut, going and finding a dentist that really she resonated with as well. But allowing herself to go there and acknowledge some of this past trauma of what happened to her when she was a child, helped her to let that go so that she was able to, you know, sit in that chair and not totally freak out. So that was amazing. And then I got an email from her about 3 months after the fact. And she said, I can't even believe it. I had to go to the dentist again. I was noticing, you know, how I was feeling leading up to the appointment. And I wasn't even really having anxiety the day of. She did a little bit of tapping on her own, but she's like, and that was it. Like, it was amazing. I didn't freak out at all. And she thought that maybe, like, you know, 3 months later, she would have been having panic again, and she didn't. So that was a really cool experience to
be. And that's because she moved the fear of her body, I mean, or through her body, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I mean, because people are like, well, how does that work? So when you tap on these points, you're moving that energy out of your your body. That's how it works, right? Am I getting this right?
Yeah. You're moving the energy, and you're also allowing yourself to feel whatever is coming up. You're going back to those memories, and you know, there's different ways of working with it when you're tapping. Can, especially if we're talking about, like, when you're a child, you can tap talking to your younger self as if you are your younger self. And the stuff that comes to the surface when you're doing that and really embodying this work can be really powerful, and some aha moments happen that you never would have thought possible. So,
yeah, no, that's really cool. I just had a thought. I'm actually not the best flyer in the world. I don't really like to fly, and I have a flight, you know, I have a trip coming up shortly, and I should tap about it. I really should.
Yeah.
I don't even know why it didn't occur to me until I'm sitting here talking to you. Like, you know, you have so much on your plate. You're like, I'm gonna tap around it before I fly. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know why I never even thought about it. It's pretty cool. Moving that energy out of my body. Well, that is really awesome. Is there anything that because we only have like a minute and a half, is there anything that we left out that you want to share with us, or any parting thoughts, you know?
Yeah, I would just say that if you're somebody who's listening to this and you're intrigued by it, whatever, you know, part is piquing your interest, explore it, look into it, because that interest is there for a reason, and you deserve to feel good. So figure out, you know, keep searching for the things that are going to work for you, because like you said earlier, different modalities work for different people, and
right.
keep on figuring out what's going to move the needle for you, because you deserve that.
Yeah, that's true. And I think about it like this. I mean, if you're not feeling well, you have no problem calling up and making an appointment with your doctor, right? You have no problem doing that. So, you know, I'm not saying don't go to your doctor. I'm just saying, you can also look at doing some energy work as part of your health regimen. It's part of your health regimen. You know, I'll go to my doctor and I'll go to my energy healer and I'll clean this stuff up.
It complements modern medicine nicely, for sure.
That's really good. It complements modern medicine nicely. I like that. That fits perfectly. It does. Because, you know, a doctor will tell you to take this antibiotic for this thing, and people just take it, you know, and you don't even think about it, right? So we need to get there with our emotional bodies and our energy, and it's pretty cool. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here with me today. It was a pleasure. I really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you, Lauren.
I really enjoyed it too. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. Check her out at mindshiftwithlauren.com. Okay, guys, thank you for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.